We'll be right back. Wow, I hit caps lock. Hey, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
We're getting better at that one, aren't we?
We're getting there.
We're getting there. I'm still.
Yeah, it's still not quite long enough for all the sharing that we like to do is the problem, but it's very close. So to everybody that is already here, congratulations. You have found the geek spot.
I love when Jack does it. I like when Jack does it more than when I do it.
Well, that's awkward.
It's got that.
Took a turn already.
It's got that je ne sais quoi. What's up with that?
Wow, look at that.
All right. I don't even know what that means, but it's cool.
It means that thing.
The je ne, okay.
Yeah, it's the thing. It means it has the thing.
With the dude.
And the stuff.
So how was your weekend, Jack?
Busy.
Yeah,
busy.
Saw.
So, yeah, I had gigs Friday and Saturday. It's the first time I've done back-to-back in a while.
Yeah.
So my voice is still a little bit beat up. That
right.
7 hours of straight singing between two nights is
that's like
something I'm not quite used to anymore.
That's like early OOs.
That's as much as I would sing in 2 months with some bands.
Yeah.
So, but and that was playing six nights a week. But yeah, it was good. And then, you know, all day soccer Saturday, Sunday took it easy, enjoyed the wanting to be nice weather, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know what the weather was trying to do this weekend.
And yeah, that was about it, though. Not a whole lot. Watched some stuff.
Yeah.
Fear the Walking Dead keeps getting better. I'm telling you.
Awesome.
So good. Not even about zombies.
No, I hear that.
And Invincible continues to be fantastic.
It looks like a great show.
It's so good. This week we had, you know, there was betrayals discovered. There was new enemies that abounded. There was
spoiler
insight into college life.
Incest?
Insight?
Oh, okay.
Not into college life.
Not incest in college life.
Nope. No incest in college.
Different kind of show.
A little bit. That might happen on, you know, Fear the Walking Dead, but not on.
Oh,
there's no college anymore, though.
Oh.
The zombies took all that away.
But it's not a zombie show.
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
They already took it away. So now, gotcha. Now it's not.
Gotcha.
To be honest with you, I think there may have been one zombie in this episode. Maybe.
Oh, you ruined it.
So
you had me.
Yeah. But anybody that ever wants to talk about Fear the Walking Dead, let me know, and I'll delve more into it. I think
and do a podcast with them.
Yeah, it's fine. It's been a great show. I'm telling you.
I know.
Anyway, how about yours, Frank? What'd you do this weekend?
I submersed myself in the joys of home ownership on Saturday.
Oh, do tell.
Just primered some of the kitchen wall, and then realized that even after I sanded it down, it's still bumpy and uneven, and it looks like a horrible mess of a disaster. And I want to strangle the person that designed and did this kitchen first.
That sounds fair.
Yeah. So I spoke to a friend who put me in touch with a friend who's going to come over and skim coat some of the kitchen for me. So not a job that I really think.
I feel like that sounds dirtier than you meant it.
Yeah, it did sound dirtier than I meant it. Skim coating is just putting a thin layer of plaster over the whole wall. So it's one coat instead of bumpy, rigid road.
Oh,
so,
look at you. That's cool.
Yeah. Sunday, Sunday I got a text. My friends were coming home from the zoo. They had a lovely couple's day at the zoo. And they said, it's Ray and Ange. And they texted me and they said, LeCompte? ? And I was like, where are you? And she said, we're at the Bridge and Harbison exit. And I went, well, I guess I'm putting pants on. And we went up to,
it was a first for the weekend. I bet
it was Nick's roast beef up on the old Franklin Mills area.
Yeah.
And we caught Mike's last set.
Nice.
Yeah, it's always good. Mike's always a good time.
Yeah.
I got to hear Maggie May. You know.
Oh.
Lots of motorcycles.
Yes, Sir Rod's going to be there Mother's Day. If you'd like to hear more.
Oh.
Maggie May. I think he only plays Maggie May. So.
He just loops it.
Yeah, you can hear 3 hours of the intro to Maggie May. And then he sings it once.
I think Ray's looking into buying a mandolin just to start Maggie May for the one time a night that they play it.
That sounds like a lot of work.
What else? Oh, our friend Danny's there on the 30th.
Oh, that's exciting.
His band, Penny Nickel Rhodes.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. What else did I do? I actually started skipping through the Marvel Universe.
Explain.
I got through 9 Marvel movies in 2 days. I skipped the boring parts. You know, I just watched the exciting stuff. I'm on Civil War right now.
Oh, so that's an order. What order are you skipping through these 9 movies? What nine movies were they?
I did a lot more than 9, but I skipped over some. Like, I didn't watch Thor 2. Who needs to do that again? Nobody needs that movie. The Dark World.
You'd be surprised. There's some moments.
Yeah. I mean, I can't go back. I skipped the Guardians just because I was kind of more interested in the main Avengers stuff. I didn't do Captain Marvel. I did Captain America kind of on a whim, and I watched the whole movie. And I forgot it's a really good movie for the most part.
The first one is fantastic.
Yeah, it's very good. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I watched all of The Winter Soldier because that's a fantastic movie. And given with what's on TV right now and what's coming, I figured, let me throw myself into some stuff that I already know all about.
And you didn't watch The Dark World because there is something coming.
I know.
The Dark World might, you know.
I know.
Connect to.
We got some stuff to talk about with that. And I have a funny little quip I included in my notes for you. You'll really love it.
Oh, I'm waiting with bated breath.
You know, it's a couple down. So
I won't hold it then. Okay.
To start, Downton Abbey. Downton. I thought it was downtown for the longest time.
That would make a much different show.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it except that it's in England. So Downton
it's
Abbey.
It's that Abbey in the Bronx. Downtown Abbey.
Downton Abbey 2 is going to release this December 2021.
Oh, they're doing another movie.
Apparently with the original cast.
Oh, somebody's coming for tea again. Watch out.
Yes. I don't know anything more about it.
I know in the first one, the Queen came.
Oh. She came to Downton. Is Downton Abbey a place?
It is. It's an abbey.
Oh.
Downton.
That makes
Downton Manor in Downton Abbey.
That makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't it? Yeah. It's a British thing.
Boy, did we just lose all our viewers? That was awesome.
We did. We did. They all said, oh my God, he started with Downton Abbey.
Look, I'm going to Adam Sandler next. Come on, come back. Come back. Wait, that's not a help, is it?
It was really impressive, actually.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the show except that it's English.
That's about it. It's a house and it's about the staff
and actresses
and the people that live at the house.
Oh, Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
I like
that
word.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. It's like the Hokey Pokey, only different.
Yeah, if you like my background, by the way, I went woodsy today.
You did. It looks like you're inside the bonsai tree in Karate Kid.
I might be. Adam Sandler has a Netflix drama coming called Spaceman.
Oh.
Yes. It is based off of the Yaroslav Kalfar novel, The Spaceman of Bohemia.
Okay.
All right. Emmy Award-winning director Johan Renick of Chernobyl and screenwriter Colby Day are on board, along with a string of reputable producers like Channing Tatum, who are attached, who is the only name they listed. So they must be very reputable.
So Channing Tatum is a reputable producer?
Apparently. The story, as it goes, Spaceman follows an astronaut, that would be Adam, sent to the edge of the galaxy to collect mysterious ancient dust. He soon finds his earthly life falling to pieces, and he turns to the only voice who can help him put it back together. It just so happens to belong to a creature from the beginning of time lurking in the shadows in his ship.
Well, that sounds horrible.
Adam Sandler, Carrie Mulligan, and Kunal Nayar from The Big Bang Theory. That would be Raj.
Kunjal.
Yeah. Raj from The Big Bang Theory are so far cast in it. It does not.
Good.
So the first little hit that I read about it was in which he stars as an astronaut set to find mysterious dust. I was like, all right, that might have promise. And then I read the longer description and it lost me at,
Yeah.
it lost me at earthly life falling to pieces.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, look, Sandberg doesn't make Netflix movies for anyone but Sandberg, and
Sandler.
apparently he wanted to hang out with Carey Mulligan and
No,
Raj.
Sandler, not Sandberg.
Whatever. Well, it's Andy Sandberg. I said Adam Sandberg, didn't I? All
Yeah.
right, Adam
Yeah,
Sandler.
two different guys. ASs, but different.
Well, no, but the other one's Andy, not Adam.
Right, not Adam.
So I just
No.
blended my
Yeah.
sands.
Sorry, I make enough mistakes for the both of us that once in a while when you do, it's okay.
That's fair. So yeah, so I mean, look, he makes movies for himself on Netflix, and usually it's just to hang out with people. So maybe all the producers are just going to come hang out, would be my
I want to
guess.
hang out with him. I mean, please put me in a movie. I mean, you made Kevin James an action hero.
There's your plea.
Yeah. Adam, if you're listening, I'm ready. I'm ready. Sebastian Stan, we know him. We're
We
going to talk
do.
about him later. We like him. He's fun. He wants to star as Ric Flair in a wrestling biopic about Ric Flair. Apparently, he's a huge WWE fan. I'm all about that.
It'd be interesting to see him in that because I'd love to see him in an outgoing role.
As a younger Ric Flair?
Well, I mean,
Absolutely.
the dude's pushing 40. Let's. I
Oh,
mean,
Ric Flair?
no,
Oh.
Sebastian Stan.
Well, Ric Flair's pushing 60 or more.
I was gonna
Probably
say that's
more.
generous. I'm pretty sure he was pushing 60 in the 80s.
He could be.
I mean, that would make him
Oh, he's
100 years old.
actually 72.
So
Happy
wait, so
belated
he was
birthday, Ric.
only in his 30s in the 80s when I used to watch him? Oh
Yeah.
my God, he looked like he was 60 years old back then.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Rick may not have aged well. Let's see. Pete Davidson has been
Nope.
cast as
Don't do it.
Joey
Don't.
Ramone in the
Oh.
upcoming Netflix biopic, I Slept with Joey Ramone. Davidson is also part of the team writing the script.
Oh, you know, I was really excited about this movie
Yeah. Where'd that excitement go?
until I heard Pete Davidson was attached.
Yeah.
And then I heard he was starring, and now you just ruined it even more and told me he was writing. I mean, Joey Ramone was a man of few words.
You think he'll somehow tie in the fact that his father was a firefighter?
I'm pretty sure that's going to be the premise behind it, right? But yeah, I mean, if they cast the rest of the band really strong, because like Joey's a good story,
Right.
but like Dee Dee really ran the band
Right.
and drove a lot of people out, which is why there were so many extra Ramones. I mean, it was CJ later on, and Johnny and Dee Dee and Joey, but
This is in the wheelhouse we were talking before we started when I was playing PM Dawn, and you were talking about your not listening to that kind of music days.
No, you should definitely, if you like PM Dawn though, and this goes for any listener that feels like going and checking things out, there's a movie that you should go find called In Fear of a Black Hat. Not going to tell you anything else about it except for you can probably find it streaming somewhere. And it's fantastic.
There's a
And
good site. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
there's a nod to PM Dawn in that movie.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Mads Mikkelsen. We like him too, right? Most of the
We
time.
do. We usually like Mads.
Do we like him cast in a mysterious role in Indiana Jones 5?
I would guess he's the bad German, would be my guess.
Because
Because every Indiana Jones needs a Nazi.
did they have Nazis in the Crystal Skull too?
Yeah.
I don't remember much about the Crystal Skull.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Cate Blanchett.
Oh shit, that's right. That's right in the beginning.
Yeah. She was in
Yeah,
the whole
okay.
movie. She was the bad guy in the whole movie.
Gotcha.
Every Indiana Jones movie needs Nazis. Even Temple of Doom had Nazis.
Yes, they did.
They just randomly showed up, but you know.
Right.
Though
So
now
that
it's going to
there's
be Nazis in the 1980s, I guess, is where we're going to be at. Maybe it'll be like
No,
Wonder Woman 1984.
he's going to be 89 in the 70s or the 60s still in that movie. Maybe. I don't know.
You should be in the 80s by then.
Mads is good. I mean, mysterious roles, so that's cool.
He's great in A Knight's Tale. He
Yeah.
wasn't in A Knight's Tale.
He wasn't. No. Who were you thinking of in The Knight's Tale? The one with Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't in that.
No, I know.
Home Alone, the reboot movie, is almost finished, according to star Kenan Thompson.
Wait, Kenan Thompson is the star?
Hold on. I have a cast list.
Oh, God. Who's Kevin?
They don't have actually a Kevin listed.
Okay, so
this might be a reimagining.
So his name is not going to be Kevin. Is it Kenan?
This is a flip-flop. This is the premise is a married couple tries to steal back a valuable heirloom from a troublesome kid. So we have Ellie Kemper. Yeah.
Okay.
Rob Delaney. I believe the kid might be Max, and that's Archie Yates. Someone named Gavin.
Hold on. I know Archie Yates, I believe.
Pete Holmes. Chris Parnell's in it because.
Pete Holmes. Oh.
Yeah. Not that one.
No. Okay.
Not that one. Dr. Spaceman's in it. Chris Parnell.
Oh, okay. I like Chris Parnell.
Yeah. Interesting cast. Not interested in the movie at all.
Yeah. Do I know Archie Yates is what I'm trying to figure out. Oh, that.
Archie Yates.
I don't know who Rob Delaney was. I thought I knew who Rob Delaney is, but I do not.
Archie Yates was in Jojo Rabbit, James and the Giant Peach with Taika and Friends.
Yeah, he was not the star of Jojo Rabbit. He was right. His friend. Which if you haven't seen Jojo Rabbit, I highly recommend it. It's a fantastic movie.
That's another good Nazi movie.
It is. It's
but it's hilarious.
Watch Taika Waititi as like how I took that name for you is as
yeah,
Hitler
said it right when I said it
is amazing. Oh, that Pete Holmes. Yeah, not the other Pete Holmes.
I see. Okay. Yeah, no, you're looking. No, wrong Pete Holmes for you.
Yeah, I didn't look that up on my work phone, thankfully.
No. Yeah, I'm not interested at all. Zero.
No, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's this need to make these horrible movies. Just feel obligated.
I think at this point, Disney just has so much money. They're like, fuck it. Let's just do this. Let's just make this over. They're already paying for it.
And it's not even. Watch it. Yeah. I don't even know why you would call it Home Alone is the problem. Like, you don't have to.
Because you're capitalizing on the name.
But you're not going to get more people to come see it because it's called Home Alone. Unless maybe Ellie Kemper plays like a sister of Kevin's.
No, I think.
I remember when we left my brother at home.
See, that would be funny. But I think that Ellie Kemper is going to be playing one of the married couple going after the heirloom. That would make
probably
sense because she's funny.
Yeah. Or maybe she plays the parent that leaves him at home and she gets to do the
possible. Yeah.
The new scream in his name while she's stuck at the airport in France. Well,
there you go. Here's my line for you. Ready? Stranger Things season 4 may not premiere until 2022, which gives me time to watch it. Pause for laughs.
Yeah. you should.
I know.
There's no zombies.
But every single person in the world has said that is your wheelhouse. Like that's everything from my childhood, and I would love it.
It's Dungeons and Dragons in the 80s.
Right. And I'm just first. Let me go back and watch Mazes and Monsters. Ooh, deep cut.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is. That's a Tom Hanks deep cut. Like super deep.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is, but I'm going with it.
Really? It was a made-for-TV movie back in the 80s that starred Tom Hanks, a young Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
That was
like pre-Bosom Buddies.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This was Dungeons and Dragons based.
Oh. Let's try and find. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere.
Hold on. Now I'm gonna. It was 1982, and let me see what the bound together by a desire to play Mazes and Monsters, which is basically Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
Robbie and his three college classmates decide to move the board game into the local legendary cavern. Hijinks did ensue.
Oh,
it was very scary as a young kid watching it. But 1982, I think I was like 36. I don't remember.
Sounds right.
That's how it feels. Top Gun Maverick was delayed specifically so Tom Cruise could do a global press tour for the film.
That tracks. Mm-hmm. He needs to get his hits in.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Oh, that's exciting for Tom.
I mean, I'm interested in the movie. I'm a little Tom Cruise fanboy, I'll admit it. I watch all of his shit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of holding that till like November though, right? Isn't that when it comes out now?
Yeah, well, it gives him chance to, now that the pandemic has died and gone away and there's more COVID.
Wait a minute.
Not yet?
No.
Well, Tom can mask up and go around the world now and do tours and then yell at people for not wearing their masks.
I don't think he needs the press. I mean, that one trailer they dropped is worth it. Like, trailer is amazing.
Right. Yeah, well, because they're involved with the military and stuff with it.
Well, and it's literally, let's see. There's somebody that hasn't seen the first Top Gun?
That is my friend Dan. His wife has a list of movies longer than the TV shows I have not seen, that she has not seen.
Wow. Yes. Well, hers will be a quicker list to get through, though.
Yes.
Because yours involve like 30 to 60 hours of dedication to get through all these at this point.
Right. Dan, just make sure she watches it the night before. That's all. She'll be fine.
Yeah, and she'll understand the whole story then.
She really will.
She just needs Goose and Ice, and she'll be good.
Hey, there she is. Do you like it when couples argue on your chat from
that
other
is,
rooms?
That's good.
The budget for the Lord of the Rings TV show has been revealed. Reuters, the press giant Reuters, Amazon has spent an estimated $465 million for season one, which is more than the combined budget for all three films.
Of course,
thankfully, Amazon is going to get about $116 million back from filming in New Zealand. Thank God for that. Brett, we only talked a minute about it. Wasn't anything big.
Yeah, I'm.
Gina's seen Stranger Things. I have not. She's got. We go up and down.
Yeah, well, that makes her better than you. That's all.
She's always better than me.
Though, I mean, the no Top Gun.
Yeah. Oh, some of the movies she hasn't seen would make your head explode.
I'm
especially
sure.
Married to a Nerd.
Well, look, not everybody needs to watch the movies again. Yeah. My wife claims she hasn't seen the Star Wars movies, even though she watched them with me.
Oh. Did she just block them out?
Yep.
It's kind of like JJ in the last three.
It makes Star Wars trivia night really fun at the house.
I bet.
Yeah.
But $465 million for one season of a TV show?
Yeah, but didn't they spend $2 billion on the rights?
Probably.
Yeah.
But they're
getting
$116 back from New Zealand. So.
Well, look, the prime minister down there is smart. She likes a good tax break.
Look, dude, my prime membership best not be going up because of this shit. Okay. I use that way too much.
It does. It goes up every year. Just don't know. They just charge your card more every year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was like $80 a couple years ago. It's 120 or something now.
Is it really?
Yeah. See? Didn't even know.
No.
Didn't even know.
So next week, there's an ER reunion that I didn't know was happening.
Oh, is that on HBO Max? Everything else
No. This has, and I'm going to look at I'm going to read off of the webpage in a second, but they just added George Clooney, Anthony Edwards, and Juliana Margulies.
Wait, so they were having a reunion without those three?
I think so. Now, Dan, we need more Game of Thrones type content, but we don't need any more Game of Thrones content.
Well, luckily, I don't think the new Game of Thrones stuff is really going to be Game of Thrones content. It's just going to be six seasons of a fantasy show that people may or may not like.
Great. Just great.
And we're getting something on Netflix this week. I see ads for it all over the place. It looks interesting. Strange Lock or Strange something.
Oh. So hosted by Seth Rudetsky and James Wesley, Stars in the House is the name of the show. Has become the go-to spot for major cast reunions, and ER will be its next. Per People Magazine, the ER episode of Stars in the House will debut online on Thursday, April 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern. Set your clocks for that. We're not broadcasting, so you can watch it.
Oh, I thought that was all what's his name? It was Josh Gad was the one that was doing all the reunions.
I guess this is so of the original cast members who kicked off. God damn, that show started in 1994.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that late?
Yeah.
I thought it was before that.
No. So Anthony Edwards, George
Yeah.
Clooney, Noah Wyle, and Juliana Margulies are set to appear for the reunion. They will be joined by Laura Innes, Alex
Okay.
Kingston, Goran Paul McCrane. I didn't know Ming-Na Wen was on that
Oh,
too.
yeah, she was on there for a while,
Oh
yeah.
my God. Laura Cerrone, Yvette Freeman, Connie Marie Brazelton, and CCH Pounder. I also did not know she was on it. I
No
love
Eric
that.
LaSalle?
So that says that Eric LaSalle and Sherry Springfield are absent.
How do you have Eric LaSalle not come? You can't even do it then.
Now, well, he wasn't in Coming to America. Wasn't he
Well,
the
that's
solo
because
guy?
he was producing the last season of Chicago PD. He's been executive producer director on that show for like the last couple of years. So he was still busy taping that when they filmed Coming to America, so he couldn't get out of it.
Dan, I'm sorry, but I cannot wait to not watch Dune.
I'll watch it. I watched the original once,
I didn't
like
even finish
30
the
some odd
books.
years ago.
Didn't the original movie kind of stink a little bit?
No, the original movie was good.
I'd rather watch Excalibur.
I mean, well, look, Excalibur is one of the greatest movies of all time.
I know, especially the scene with the knight smoking as he's running across the ramparts. Never
Well,
mind
and
the
it's
music,
got Patrick Stewart and
and it's
Helen
got Patrick
Mirren.
Stewart.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, but Dune, the original, I mean, Kyle MacLachlan was career built by that movie.
Oh shit, he
And
was
you
in
had
Agents of
Sting.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah.
Come on. It was good though. I mean, the original, I read the comic adaptation of it, but I know the books are apparently amazing.
Oh, really?
Maybe you try that. Maybe try the books. The original, Patrick Stewart was in that one too.
In what?
Dune is what Dan's saying.
Oh, did he? Okay, Dan would know. Dan's watched Dune enough.
Yeah.
And his brother watched Excalibur, I think, more than most humans ever have.
It's one of like four DVDs my mom owns, is Excalibur.
No shit.
Yeah.
I like that movie, though. I have exciting Star Wars news. Like, hold on to your chair, exciting.
Oh.
Yes. Someone has reached out to Dave Filoni about directing an episode.
Who's
Ready for
that?
this? Ryan Johnson.
Of what does he want to direct?
The Mandalorian.
Oh, well, that's his mistake, because that's not who you reach out to for The
He reached out to
Mandalorian.
producer Dave Filoni. Maybe
Yeah.
he's starting there. Kind of working his way back in and being like, "Hey, man, remember me?"
He's got that Netflix money now. Ryan Johnson can make some calls.
Yeah, he probably got a lot of hate mail from JJ.
Yeah, I would assume he regularly gets hate mail from JJ. And he probably wants to introduce the broom boy.
Oh no, it's too
Because
early. It's way too early.
maybe the broom
Broom
boy's
Boy's
parents.
dad. Broom Boy's
Yeah.
dad. There you go.
There you go. And we find it out. Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah. That's it all. That's all I had
Or
for
maybe we'll see how Lando ended up running
almost banging his daughter? No. Oh,
No,
wrong
not
movie.
yet, not yet.
Wrong movie.
No, how he ends up running the casino planet.
Oh, that's right.
Which he ends up
Wait,
not running.
what? Lando runs the planet?
Wasn't he on? No, he wasn't on there. He should have
No.
been. He should have run that
That
planet.
would have been the best part of that whole movie. There's Pete.
Wow.
I am always slutty when it comes to nerd stuff. I'm doing the Kevin Smith thing now. I'm just reading the comments.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. It's super exciting.
Hey, at least you get to
Maybe we'll
talk.
do a 3-hour episode next week.
Hey, at least you get to talk.
That's fair.
Well,
Poor Mark.
that's been poor other guy. In the DC world, you texted me the link to the Dominic Purcell thing before I had a chance. Yes, Erica, you're on. Yes, you're live. You're on camera with us. Look. So he left a fiery Instagram post shitting all over the studio and saying that he was leaving.
Yeah, it was rowdy.
Right. And then he posted, haha, just kidding, and deleted them both.
And well, he was already but we already knew it was his last season. Right. He already said he was leaving.
Right.
And then he just decided to make a joke that it was not amicable.
No. I think I don't know. Was it do you think he was actually serious? Because he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that he seems like that, like if he says shit like that, he means it.
No, but he even said, "I was the greatest heat wave ever. Nobody could ever be a heat wave as good as me."
There wasn't another heat wave, was there?
No. No. Oh, okay. Maybe animated. But I mean, you know, that's and I dude, honestly, what they really need to do if they want to do a good Flash movie, you do two movies, you build the Rogues, and then you have a crazy Rogue War versus the Flash, and it just should be unreal.
Speaking of the Flash.
Instead of oh no.
Speaking of the Flash.
What happened on the Flash? With
Michael
the Flash.
Keaton has confirmed he will be in the movie.
So no Christian Bale.
Didn't say that.
Hmm.
What better movie could you have than to have one Batman than three Batmen? You have Affleck, Keaton, and Bale.
You could just make a Batman Beyond movie.
All you're missing now is a Clooney and a Val Kilmer cameo. They don't even have to talk.
Yeah.
Val can't really talk.
No.
So just like pop them in, right? Not enough bats. You can never have enough bats.
You can always have too many bats. Speaking of that, did you see the Pattinson news?
Yes. Yes. I do have more DC news than I thought.
Yeah, look at you.
That he basically has creative control over his character, Batman?
Well, some of that, but no, I did see that. I don't buy that. No, more so that he wants a Robin introduced properly.
Oh.
In the sequel. So he doesn't want an adult Robin with him. He doesn't want Chris O'Donnell all of a sudden being this 30-year-old Robin that shows up and needs to be a ward.
But why?
He wants to actually have a kid, which his seems a little dark to introduce a kid Robin into.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
And as I've spoken about a few times on here, I would be nervous for any DC movie casting children because they like to wait 6 years between movies.
Yeah.
But I would be all for seeing a properly done Dick Grayson storyline. I think it's never been done right.
No.
In any medium, except for the animated stuff, because the DC animated stuff honestly has been and continues to be better than any of their regular stuff.
He does want his boy ward. I'm all for it. I'm all for having a proper Dick Grayson storyline.
Yeah, I mean, and then it opens you up, right? And then you can go through the other Robins and have that one grow up and become Nightwing and then do a Nightwing series, right? You just have to really tweak the Nightwing origin a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Last Unicorn will be in between the Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki debut.
We did a Last Unicorn one a while ago, didn't we?
Well, we did. We did bring it up. She just didn't watch that day.
So that makes sense.
That's her loss. Yeah.
So I remember I watched that with my kids because it was between that and some other horrible movie.
I think she's been referencing to my current Discord avatar is a unicorn that glitters.
I agree that Dick Grayson needs a proper retelling of his story. But you got to get in. Oh, Erica, I think it was many podcasts ago that
it
we
was. You still weren't there though. It's all right.
Yeah.
I'll get over it eventually. Whatever.
I was probably just a guest speaker, interviewer, panel member.
You didn't get to talk back then much.
That's fair. But yeah, Dick Grayson, I mean the best telling of that story so far honestly is on Titans.
Yeah.
That's the best Robin story that's been in live action.
That's on my list to watch.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, you get all the DC Universe stuff now. You have it all.
I do, but I also get all the WWE stuff. Ooh, can we buy followers?
Oh, no.
Cool. Thank you. Let's do this. Wait, I can do... Nope.
Great
Not
job.
The one I wanted. Oh, is this a... Is this a raid? This is so cool. Never got the raid before. There's a way to delete them, and I just don't know how to do it.
That's fine.
My hand. Ignore that. Anyway, Marvel. Yeah, you were.
He was the older Silent Bob.
No, you were the Silent Bob for the show. For the other podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't ban anyone yet. Did you watch the Shang-Chi trailer, and what did you think of the Shang-Chi trailer? Because I have a list points, because I don't know a lot about Shang-Chi.
Nobody does. I mean, it was a popular comic in like the 70s.
Okay.
And then when Kung Fu movies were the thing, they said, ooh, let's make some Kung Fu comic books to capitalize on the Kung Fu movie craze. And that's why Iron Fist came out at the same time. I thought the trailer looked good. I mean, it looks fun. It's the first trailer that I watched that I said, oh, this has the potential to be the first bad Marvel movie.
Well, okay, that's funny because the producer says that this movie has the best action of any Marvel movie to date.
Okay. That's bold.
Yeah.
I mean, the fight scenes look great that are in the trailer.
Yeah.
But, you know, we also get Awkwafina, so that brings it down just a notch.
According to what I was reading, so in the movie, Shang-Chi's father is actually the real Mandarin.
That's what it seems like.
Right. She's very unhappy with your comment. All right. So these quick 27 things.
Really?
Shang-Chi can break wood with his fists.
When does he break wood?
Wait, they show him punching the wood. I don't know. I'm going by. Look, dude, this is the website.
It's called if you punch something 1,000 times, you put a little dent in it.
Okay. All right. I'll just skip through these because I don't know. Look, I want to wait until I learn more about Shang-Chi. I'm sure it's going to be a fun movie. I just don't know shit about it.
Yeah, I said that. I said it has the potential to look really fun. I think it looks like it could be great, but it also has that look of, this could really suck.
It could really not be good.
It could be all action and the storylines are blah. It's going to be the first one that's not like a super well-known hero that you're invested in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like Guardians of the Galaxy had space going for it. So that surpasses things. This is looks like it's a James Bond meets Kung Fu movie.
Gotcha. I don't know.
I'm rooting for it. I'm pulling for it though.
Want it to be good. I want to see how it's going to tie into the larger Marvel universe.
Yeah, that's going to, I mean, because now we don't have, you know, Mandarin's main enemy was Iron Man, and now that's right. Not happening.
Well, as far as we know.
Yeah.
It is the first Asian Marvel movie. I mean, that's awesome. I'm happy for that. But I don't know. I don't know it. Again, it's not as mainstream, so I don't know as much about it. I'll see it. I'm not going to turn my nose up at it.
Yeah, and Marvel kind of the character is popular in the 70s for a minute. And I really only know from about the character from Marvel used to have this official handbook of the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
There's like an encyclopedia of the Marvel characters. That's the only spot I ever saw the character because they didn't reintroduce Shang-Chi until the 10 years ago. As when Shang-Chi was really picked back up in the comics, and I still don't know how big of a player he's been.
Sorry, I'm looking something up as we're going along, so I have information at my fingertips.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's a good call.
I try sometimes, you know. DC shows? I haven't watched anything. I have a backlog.
Supergirl still tough to get through.
Yeah.
The Flash
ratings for that are plummeting.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So it looks like it would have been a bad season either way, which happens, right?
Right.
And it shows like Smallville even had some rough seasons to get through.
Sure it did.
But this season looks like they instead of going, oh my God, it's the last season, let's pull all the stops out and really go all in. They said, what crap do we have left that we didn't do yet?
Oof.
Let's tell this horrible storyline that we had on the back burner for a few seasons. But yeah, it's not good. It's not. It's very whiny.
Oh,
it's very whiny.
I can't dig into it.
And
I can't
the
wait.
Flash is fine.
They're going on hiatus.
They are. We don't get new Flash for a few weeks, so you can catch up.
Yeah, I got a
but
lot.
But it's you know, we've done away with all the father figures for Barry, so now the Speed Force is back as his mom. And they call her Nora, but she's the Speed Force.
That I saw. I am up to that point.
But they dig into it.
The next episode that I didn't watch, spoilers for anyone who has not caught up on The Flash, it looked like it was like almost like a buddy comedy kind of an episode, and I didn't want any part of that. Like where the Speed Force is constantly interrupting Barry and making him mess up, and it's like, oh, comedy, slapstick comedy moment.
There wasn't much of that.
Oh, okay.
That was actually more a focus on Killer Frost. It was actually a pretty good episode.
Oh, okay.
Was that the one that was this week? It was.
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, it was focused in on Killer Frost and what they're doing with her character.
Gotcha.
Based on being wanted by the cops and everything. But they introduced a new character this week with her, and it was actually a pretty good episode.
Gotcha.
But as agreed with me in the chat.
Yes, that's Joe. That's Joe. She's always watching.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna do the thing.
See.
For the thing. To go over here. So there's the background change.
Can I make that work? I can't make that work.
No? You don't know how to do it yet?
No, I wanted to see if I could drag the chat thing over, and I cannot.
Oh,
that's sad.
Is your fancy new computer you can't do anything on?
Shut up.
So the background changes, and that means we're going to slide into Falcon and Winter Soldier stuff. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. That was a staple of the Rockets in the 2000s.
No, it wasn't.
It was. Anyway.
Chris Cross.
We're going to talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So if you have not caught up to episode 5 of this season of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you would now be wise to get out. Then what you do is you have two choices. You watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier and then come back to Facebook or Twitch and watch the episode from that point on or from
you
the
could.
Beginning. Or you can just watch it and then download the podcast, which will be up on iTunes, Spotify, and all of your lovely, wonderful podcast places tomorrow. That way
that sounds like a great idea.
And then while you're over there, just go to the ratings thing and just hit 5. Even if you really don't feel like it, hit 5 anyway, because it's good for us.
It
and
is.
You love us and we love you.
It is. And if you even want to drop a review and just say, hey, they're great, that's even better.
Yeah. I like that too.
I'll even take a bad review on a 5.
I would take a bad review on a 5. Yes,
mix it up. Like that.
All right. So the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. What did you think?
I felt like it was a last episode.
What? Like it was a finale?
Yeah. Like it felt like okay. This is where we just tie everything up and we're done. You know, and it really was like, okay, we're going to keep going. And then all of a sudden, it just ramped right back up for the last couple minutes. And yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued to see what direction they go with everything for this last episode. I think it's going to be, you know, an all-out multiple direction fight.
Is this the start of them laying the ground? Well, so, all right, obviously, the big cameo. There actually was a cameo. This wasn't the engineer. Like they teased the cameo and they delivered really well, I think.
Yeah.
Surprising actress, Julia Louise Dreyfus, better known for comedy than for this.
Right.
And they delivered. They delivered an actual real cameo. And she's
right.
Playing the Contessa Valentina Allegra DeFontaine.
Right.
Who is, I'm sure you have more information on her than I do.
Well, so they completely retconned her story in the last 10 years.
Okay.
So for the first, she came out in 1967.
Okay.
Just as a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. And she was part of the inner circle of Nick Fury's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. for a really long time. There's a great comic series back in the 80s called Nick Fury versus S.H.I.E.L.D. where it turns out that all of S.H.I.E.L.D. was infiltrated by Hydra and all of the people were LMDs.
I
except for like five core members.
I actually remember the name of that comic book.
Oh my God. So the graphic novel, it's so well done. And it's Nick Fury like trying to find back, and he finds the people that are behind him, and she's one of those people. And then she ends up becoming like the training person for bringing in all the new people into SHIELD and does that. And then 25 years later, some comic book writer said, we need to change this up. And they made her into a Russian secret agent for this entire time.
So this character was originally supposed to debut in Black Widow, in the Black Widow movie.
Right. And because, and we talked about this last week, right?
Right. Because that was supposed to come before all of this.
So we would have known her character and what
correct
the deal was.
So the cameo would have been even more like, wow. Now it's still wow, but it's like, we don't not. And at one point, wasn't she like Madame Hydra?
So yeah, she was a Russian secret agent, but before that she was tasked with infiltrating Hydra for a while and became Madame Hydra while she was infiltrating.
Gotcha.
And then all of a sudden it came out she was a double agent, and then just she embraced Hydra, and then the Russians, and they did all that stuff with her, and now she's a bad guy.
So she was an Italian noblewoman, but now she's a Russian, but she still might be Italian.
Yeah.
Got it.
It'd be if the show was the Italians instead of the Americans.
I thought they did a really, really good job with the whole, it felt like it was more developing the characters. Like you got more on John Walker. You got her showing up. You got a lot more on Sam and Bucky and their background and all that. And then, you know, the end of the episode ends with him opening up the case with what could be what, new wings, a new suit?
No, it looks like a new suit. It could be new wings, but the guy he gave the suit to, Torres,
is going to be, well, in the comics is a Falcon.
He became Falcon when Sam Wilson became Captain America.
But he actually became a hybrid of an actual Falcon, right?
No.
No? I swear I thought I saw that.
I don't think so. I think he just took Sam's new suit.
Okay, that works too.
I mean, to be fair, in the comics, Sam had a telepathic link with a Falcon named Redbird. Redwing.
That I know.
So,
nobody likes to thank Redwing.
No. Well, no. They all want to beat Redwing up.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, I thought that was good. I don't know what the costume was, but they had shown that box a few times that he opened up. We'd seen it a few times. So, I don't know if that, where he would have gotten a Captain America uniform, if that's what it is.
I haven't Googled to look to see if there were any spoilers. I'm sure Marvel's pretty good at keeping that shit under wraps if they were under wraps. One thing I did see that in the, before I go over to the Easter egg thing, in the scene where the Flag Smashers are in the park,
mm-hmm.
So they film in Atlanta. That park is the same park that Iron Man and Spider-Man fought the guy in Infinity War, the big guy.
Yeah, Corvi Slave.
Yeah, so they did a camera, and it was like 100 yards away from exactly where they filmed that scene. But because they film in and all around Atlanta, they use a lot of the same stuff and repurpose.
Yeah, that's normal. Like I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I was like, I didn't realize it's Santa Barbara and Vancouver. I always thought Santa Barbara looked like Vancouver. So
yeah, right. So let's see.
But I did also really appreciate them giving Isaiah Bradley some more time and having that be the catalyst,
right,
for Sam and how he kind of came to his decision.
No, that was great.
And wanting to prove him wrong and change the way the old guard thinks.
And they retconned him a little bit and brought him forward in time somewhere, as the original guy was back in World War II.
Right.
They moved him up to the Korean War to kind of make the age play out a little bit better.
Yeah, and that's, you know, with a lot of comic book characters, sure, they have to do that stuff.
Sure. We have plenty of wars that you can use in our history.
Yeah.
All right, so the Easter eggs. The title, The Truth, is actually an Easter egg having to deal with the return of Isaiah Bradley. So the Super Soldier was originally created in Robert Morales' groundbreaking miniseries Truth, Red, White, and Black back in 2003.
Right.
So, there's that. That was pretty neat. The subtle setup for the next Falcon, we literally just talked about that. Torres became the second Falcon. in a comic. Oh no, I was right. Ha.
Oh, yeah?
Here you go. The comic book version was transformed into a human bird hybrid by the power broker and has actual wings growing out of his body.
Oh, that's weird.
Ha. I knew I saw that somewhere because I actually read this before. I never read these ahead of time.
Yeah, a lot of these things are all behind, like even the news about the Thor movie and stuff. I don't know anything about those characters because I didn't read those runs still.
No. Christian Bale apparently shaved his head for his role.
He's done it before. Remember Reign of Fire?
Yeah. So the Contessa being showed up, it's easy to imagine her becoming the MCU's version of Amanda Waller and assembling a Black Ops team of superhumans like the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, well,
Dark Avengers.
I still feel like we're supposed to see Thunderbolt Ross in this series, if I remember right.
Well, Kurt Russell Jr., or whatever, you know.
Wyatt
Russell, he's teasing the people about Steve Rogers possibly showing up in the final episode. So he's really like stoking that fire of, does Chris Evans actually show up in this? I don't think he does. And if he does, I think it'll be a flashback kind of a thing.
Well, and are you worried people aren't going to watch? Like, come on.
Yeah. At this point.
Like with WandaVision, you had to get people bought back in, right?
Right.
Because you lost some people during those first two episodes. But the numbers for this show are destroying WandaVision and The Mandalorian both.
Where is that at? The Sokovia Monument. That was a cool little scene when Zemo went back to the Sokovia Monument and Bucky knew exactly where he would be.
Right.
And
then Bucky did the right thing and turned him over to the Dormilaje, right?
Yes. Yes.
But then they took him to the raft, which is why I think Ross is going to come in because Ross was in charge of the raft.
So that's the next thing on this list is him going to the raft. Zemo's being taken to the raft. And I was watching Captain America Civil War about an hour ago, and I had just passed that part because why would I watch anything new?
Right.
I don't need to watch anything new.
Well, it's because nobody is going on anywhere and voting on the fact that you need to watch The Magicians.
No, they're not.
Or Orphan Black or Stranger Things. We should add Stranger Things to that list.
We can do that.
I mean, you're not going to watch any of them.
Maybe. Never know.
Maybe Invincible.
Might happen.
Telling you.
I lost my page. Ah, here we go. The 332nd Expeditionary Operations Group. That was also, again, with Isaiah Bradley. But this is a reference to the 332nd Fighter Group constituted in 1942 and predominantly manned with black servicemen. They were based at Tuskegee, the infamous camp that conducted secret experiments on black soldiers. There's a vote for Orphan Black in the text.
Yeah,
in the chat. That might be the only vote so far.
It's a great show.
So Isaiah Bradley's backstory also was awesome.
Yeah, it was nice to get that deeper cut in there on why he was so disinterested in the U.S. and disillusioned with the U.S. government and wanting that.
There you go. My friend Dan's wife Gina just texted me and said that they want to do a rewatch of Stranger Things. She invited me over to watch it with them.
There you go.
Sam's new wings are Wakandan. We don't know if they're wings, but I can't help but think that they aren't going to be wings. He's not going to be Captain America without his wings, because he's Falcon America.
I wonder if he ends up in like the US agent suit versus the Captain America suit. Or if they did give him, so in the comics when he did become Captain America, mm-hmm. his suit was almost the same as the one behind you.
Oh, okay.
Just red, white, and blue.
Right.
And he still had the wings and the shield.
Gotcha.
So I wonder if they keep that. I do find it always interesting how they play normal people being able to throw the shield around like a super soldier can.
Yeah.
That part always bothers me. I was hoping like, all right, is Sam going to get a super soldier formula somewhere in here? So this kind of
is
believable.
Get that magnetic thing that Cap had at one point to catch it. Cause that thing coming back at you.
It's just like, oh my God, look, it just fell right out of my hand every time. I'm like, right. No, it's not how that works.
One of Sam's nephews wears Falcon's colors. I didn't pick up on that, but that's pretty cool. When he's touching the shield, he's wearing.
It was a nod to Wiccan because they're the same colors.
Oh, maybe.
I'm kidding.
Bucky's comment, Steve told me what he was planning. So that alludes to a conversation that Steve had with Bucky at some point, which is what they're assuming, which is what they're teasing that the cameo could be that conversation where Steve tells Bucky, hey, I want to give the shield to Sam. What do you think?
But now that could have been filmed when they shut Endgame.
Oh, it absolutely, which is why what I said is if they're going to show it, it would be a flashback. It wouldn't be him now doing it.
And I don't remember if it was the Russo brothers or Marcus and McFeely, but they already said this is what that conversation was like. Of course, he talked to Bucky first.
Right.
Because they, you know, when Endgame came out, they went around going, oh, well, shit, which things do we have to explain because we forgot to in the movie?
Yeah. Plus, also, if you remember, when he came back, Bucky didn't look surprised. Bucky was like, go talk to him. So Bucky knew.
Bucky didn't.
No. Yeah. No. The do a barrel roll meme. So apparently the do a barrel roll meme dates back to 1997 when the console game Star Fox 64 included an order to do a barrel roll while approaching four stationary turrets firing lasers. And his sister makes that quip to him about getting away from the ship and go do a barrel roll or something.
Okay. That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is. The return of Batroc.
Yeah. I mean, he was in episode one and a nod to your Winter Soldier. Right?
So, well, I have a question after this last one. And then John Walker becoming U.S. agent, there's comparisons thrown out there that he's like the anti Tony Stark, where he's building the shield and where Tony Stark built the Iron Man thing. And I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I think it's just an angry guy trying to build.
His shield's also garbage because it's just steel.
Right.
And so if it, heavy let's be honest, if it hits Bucky's arm once, which is pure vibranium, or the other shield, it should shatter. It won't.
No.
But it should.
Because of Marvel Dynamics.
Right.
So the last thing I have on it is, what do you think is the deal with Sharon Carter? Is she?
I hope she's not the power broker.
I hope not either. I hope it's Contessa is the power broker, if anything, but I don't think she's it either.
No, and I don't know. You know, the power broker is another one that really got introduced after I stopped collecting. So I don't know a lot about the character.
She texted me. She was two episodes behind her and her husband, Titan, in there. And when she got at the end of episode four, the messages were like, oh, my God, what did he do? What did he do? And then it was the disrespect of the shield thing. So she's actually adorable with that. Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to go with that. Like I said, I hope she's not the power broker. And it's entirely possible. Could also be Zemo's a power broker. You know, who knows?
Could be.
I don't know how they're going to play that.
The person she was talking to on the phone, somebody did subtitles, was Batroc.
Well, when Batroc was on the phone, right? Or was it? Right. Was it? Which way it was it?
It was her talking to.
And the subtitle said power broker, and it was Sharon.
No. They didn't go power broker, but they did say that basically that she was talking to Batroc.
Right. Which, I mean, I don't think that we, yeah, it's who knows. I would think that she's the liaison.
Right.
You know, is what they've been alluding to, but maybe she is the power broker. I don't know. I hope not.
It's possible.
Yeah. I hope there's a better twist than that.
Me too.
Then do we end up with, we'll end up with, whatchamacallit for the week. We end up with just the behind the scenes for the movie, the show
that I want to see.
Hopefully it's better than the WandaVision one.
Sharon has too many hands in the cookie jar, and with her history as Agent 13, the lines get blurred so quickly. Yeah. I mean,
well, it's easy to forget that it's been 6 years for Sharon.
Right. So they basically left her hang out to dry for 6 years. Nobody went to help try and help her out.
Right.
I mean, given the fact that they also disappeared for 5 years, half of the population. They never, I don't think she did disappear though, right?
It doesn't seem like it because that would
No.
give you plenty of time to go and fill in a vacuum, right?
Right.
Or fill in the void that was created
Absolute,
by all these.
absolutely.
There's just as many bad guys as good guys disappeared,
Right.
I would expect.
Yeah, but that's it. That's all I had. I mean, we're like right there on time this week too.
Yeah.
Not even on purpose. I had fun.
Yeah. Hey, everybody in the chat tonight, awesome. Thank you guys.
Yeah, it was some really good chitter chatter tonight. So when we're done, get the podcast in the morning, rate it, give it 5 stars. Make sure you're back on Monday for the finale of Falcon and the Winter Soldier chit chat, Easter eggs, and whatever cameos aren't actually happening. I'm still holding out hope for Mr. Fantastic.
It's not happening.
It wasn't. Thank you. Jack's got all kinds of stuff coming up now, right? Because the weather's getting nicer. Shit's kicking into gear for you.
It's getting there. I just threw another 4 gigs on the books today. You can find all that at jackkidmusic.com. If you're in the Western Bucks County area, I'll be in Perkasie on Friday at Crossroads Tavern, which is a super fun time. Just played there Saturday. The Friday show will be a 98% different than the last show. So come on out and hear some
Awesome.
tunes.
Awesome. I am appearing nowhere but here. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Discord. If you know the Discord, you know where I'm at. Otherwise, tough shit. And you know, if you got any questions, comments, complaints, reach out to us on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And thank you. Well, you got really got to work on the closing out of this show because holy crap, am I going downhill fast.
Yeah, so hey, thanks everybody for finding the geek spot again this week with us, and we will see you all soon. Make sure you drop that rating on the podcast if you're listening, and if not, we will see you next time.
That way, Jack. I am going to appear at Gina's house to watch Stranger Things. So
Get it.
that
Do
ticks
it.
that off the list. Thank you, everyone. Bye.